Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, femdoms and birthday boys, politicians and porn stars, and switches. All you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha. We don't know. But we are all children of sex. March for science now. We are all children of sex. With a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
I want to welcome you to Bonoboville.
Woo, woo.
Yes, indeed. Bonoboville. Yes. Where's my bonobo? Here he is. Aw.
It's Bonobo.
Bonoboville. Yeah. And we are going to have a hot summer night. In fact, we're already having a hot
it
summer
is a
night.
Hot it summer is hot. Night. Can I tell you folks, it's a hot summer night.
Oh my goddess.
I love it.
It is so hot I can't even play with my puppet.
You don't want to stick your hand in something hot unless it's something.
Yeah. Well, anyway, here. Stay
there
with,
you go.
Stay with Donald. Stay with Donnie boy. Donnie, shame on you, prancing around like you're a president. Like you represent the American people. Ugh. The Trump family does Europe. I mean, have y'all seen the vacation? Right? Yeah. I mean, gorgeous dresses worn by Trump's wife, Ivanka. I mean, Melania. Right. It's hard to tell them apart, which one's the wife. And which one gets to sit in with the Chinese president, you know, when Trump has another meeting and can't be part of the main meeting. So that was Ivanka. And beautiful sleeveless dresses. I must say, I like their dress. I covet their dresses. And it's interesting because there's just all this stuff about how you're not allowed to wear sleeveless dresses in Congress lobby nowadays. But to be fair, neither are men allowed to wear sleeveless dresses.
I would die if I saw Trump in that dress. So.
Right. Right. But girls can't either. The girl reporters were sent home. There's Ivanka. And she looks like one of those Dresden China sets or something. Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. It's sexy. I got to say.
She looks like old China, like a dishware.
Yeah. There's a little Dutch girl look or something. Anyway, there she is. Okay, so, I gotta just kind of get into a little bit of the speech, just a little bit, I promise. You keep that penis pacifier in your mouth, Donnie. At least on this show, he's the one under gag order. Right. So, yeah, I mean, the media was just basically filleting him over this speech. Like, I don't know, he has a tiny little penis, but they all put their mouths around it over this speech. The fake news. Please don't call us fake news, sir. I mean, your speech was wonderful. And he says, do we have the confidence in our values to defend them at any cost? Do we have the desire and the courage to preserve our civilization in the face of those who would subvert and destroy it? So guess who is the greatest danger of subverting and destroying, I guess, our civilization? I would say the guy in the dunce cap who's, you know, Trump. He's the one that's really threatening our liberties, our freedom of the press. He's the one that, you know, won't let people into this country for various odd reasons. He's the one that is making all kinds of people lose respect for democratic institutions like the courts and like the presidency. Yeah. So I would say he's, you know, greater than ISIS. I mean, bigger. Huger. You hear that, Donnie? Huger. You're very huge in this department. You're a huge threat.
That's about all he gets.
To our freedom. That's right.
At least he has something going for him. Good.
And there he was. There he was. Let's get back to that beautiful audience. That beautiful audience of, like, almost all white people. Bust in.
It looks like a Little League game. Like a Little League stadium
all over
game.
The place. All over Poland. A cheering white Christian nationalist proto-fascist, you know, group that was all hand-picked.
Right.
And they're all cheering and this paid. Guy who pulled
paid.
Out of the Paris Accords. And
background.
Is threatening to trample on LGBTQ rights.
Wow.
In fact, already trampling by his appointment of an anti-LGBTQ rights activist to an LGBTQ board of something or other. Anyway. So, at least the Polish first lady, whose name I can't pronounce, maybe Mark can help me with this, had the good grace not to shake his hand. Can we just run that little
She's
piece?
My new hero. Yeah. This
not
woman.
Not to shake his hand, yes.
So gracefully.
Can we show the video of that? We have a little
give him a
video
chest bump.
Of her just gliding past his hand, which after all is probably reeking of someone's pussy he grabbed, non-consensually, so it would smell worse. So, oh, here we go. This is, turn the music down. It's kind of like this elevator music. Okay, and there she goes, right
the
past him.
The most
and there
swerve.
It is in slow motion. Yeah.
The best swerve I've ever seen Whoa. In every girl's history.
And it's great. They, I mean, I must
she
say,
didn't
they
acknowledge
great.
Him. She didn't even acknowledge him at all.
No,
her
she,
head turned
that's
sideways.
A straight, yeah. That
she put
is
her,
a straight
she put her bun.
And
she put her bun in front of his face.
Look at poor little Donnie's face. Okay, then she
then
finally
she get a last little nod.
Around.
Like, yeah, how you doing?
And look at her leading that power of men, just walking with a glorious pack of men.
Yeah, well, this is actually Merkel.
Oh, that's not even her.
Men.
I was like, well, she got up here.
Yeah, this one's Merkel. And yeah, this
But still, femdomism.
There's
it all over
it's
this.
Going on. It's going on.
Look at his face.
There are statements being made. And
I wish
anyway.
We could replay that so
all
bad.
All right. Now they're going into all these different handshakes. Oh, my God.
Because that's part of, that's part of did you know that? Did you know the handshake that he's doing? That's
he
part of, that's
kiss.
Part of a, that's part of a power law.
Shake, 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 shake.
That's
yeah.
part of a power law. That's
yeah,
why
yeah,
he does that.
Right.
That's part of a power law.
The underarm and the
exactly.
overarm.
It's part of a power law.
I'm trying to power play on all these people, and they're like, oh, my God, look at that guy.
Yeah. Well.
Because he has a small minded situation going.
And small hands.
Right.
And the small little hands that have to grab hard, you know. So, but there was some nice protests. I mean, there was some not so nice, maybe not so bonobo, a little bit violent, but not really that violent. But yeah, there's the Handmaid's Tale gals. I really like these gals. I read the book. I haven't seen the TV show yet, but you know, it, I'm, I like, I feel like I have, because they show pictures of it everywhere. And it's a cautionary fantasy about what if, yes, what if this bunch of white guys just, you know, took away women's reproductive liberty completely. This is what could happen. And it's
sad. Who do these people think they are? Who do these people think they are? I mean, they have mothers and sisters and family members that are women, you know?
Like, well, attachment.
And some of them are women. Right. No, those guys, yeah, they do have those mothers and family members that are women, and they make them waffles every day for breakfast, and that's what they're supposed to do.
Wow.
So, you know, yeah, but you're right, Ikor, and I will introduce you now, you being the birthday boy,
woo-woo,
a.k.a. Life Day. Life Day.
Life Day.
Life Day,
and
it appears to be a life week.
Yeah,
because you know we celebrated last week.
But you have more birthday celebrations than a girl.
Well, actually, it was more closer to this day than it was the day we did it. You know,
but
Dr. Block wanted to do it, so I said, "Hey, I'm riding with her." You know, because I ride with Bonobo all the way. So,
and you were also here for a little private Bonoboville celebration.
Yes,
on the actual day when we got to hear your mom sing "Happy Birthday," which was beautiful. It was really beautiful.
Yep.
I have to say, she's got a very nice voice. I know where you get your musical talent. I mean, your dad gets a lot of credit because he was like kind of famous, very famous, actually, as a black exploitation. Is that what
they like to call it? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
From
so
that era.
The films, what other, is there another name for, he was a film director.
Film director.
And
writer,
a teacher,
producer.
An acting teacher. And
everything that involved
just
entertainment.
Just a mentor. And but your mom, hey. Really knows how to belt out that happy birthday. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, okay.
She can't even top that one.
That was nice. Yep. So here you are.
Yes.
And
another
we
year
are
later.
Expecting sort of a birthday cake holder coming soon.
Oh, really? Wow.
You don't know?
No, I don't know.
Oh, yes, you do. You better.
Okay. Well,
okay. Well, then.
Every guy likes a little intrigue and surprise.
Right.
When they
it's
even
so
do
funny,
know.
Even when he arranges it.
It's okay. It's all in
cool.
a surprise.
That's cool.
It's all a surprise.
So, you know, there's been a lot of birthdays around here, and I'm happy to celebrate Ikor's.
Your birthdays was, too.
I had a nice
beautiful
birthday
party
a few weeks ago. That's right.
Beautiful.
And today, if you're tuned in to us live tonight, it's July 8th. 2017, and it is actually my mom's birthday.
Aww.
That's right. Susie's mom. There
she
is.
Oh,
that.
Look at that.
That's my mom when she
this
was
I always
love so
that hairstyle
lady.
From that era. That hairstyle. Yeah.
That's right. The photos
and
that
so
era.
Happy birthday, mom.
You're
and
beautiful.
She would be 98 years old.
You look like your mom.
She were alive right now. And so, you know, I'm wishing her a happy birthday. And here's a photo of her and Max, just to put things into perspective.
Exactly, yeah.
Let's show her and
the
two captains there.
Two cappies.
She and Max actually have a lot in common.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah, let's keep that up. Both artists, keep that up. Ahead of their time, into progressive politics, home decorating, good food, entertaining, with a deep sense of fairness, generosity, and profound goodness.
She looks strong. She looks, they both. They look. That's a strong picture.
And they both loved the sea.
No, that was Ellie.
And they both loved me. And in fact, my mom and Max, whom she called Mickey, are the two people in my life that I've been closest to in my whole life, really. And they accepted me for who I was, and they helped me to become who I am, really. So they're, I don't know, just super influential.
We have to thank them, like,
almost
really
like they,
thank them.
They you know, that she... She was alive for the first few years of our marriage, and it was like she gave him the baton, me being the baton, to run with. You better run with her now. And, you know,
Without them, we wouldn't have the great Dr. Susan
I
Black.
Am grateful True. For both of them every moment of every day of my life,
nice.
Really. I don't think I was always, especially with my mom when I was a kid, but I guess the past few years I felt grateful to Captain Max and to Captain Mom. Absolutely. And, you know, like me, Mom loved to celebrate holidays, but she wasn't religious like me. And she wasn't a raving atheist either, but I'm sure she wouldn't want me to talk about her being in heaven or anything like that. So I'll just say, Mom, I'm thinking about you.
How about that?
I'm thinking about you on your birthday. I think about you every day, like I said, but today I'm thinking about you a little more, and not only that, I'm talking about you.
Right.
You hear that, Mom?
That's the spirit
You're
is
on
alive.
The show.
The spirit is alive.
Mom was also a show woman, what? Like Max, and yes, you know, I'm talking about you, Mom, so, you know, on with the show. Absolutely.
We thank your mom for and Pops
I,
for
I want
you.
Everybody to know what
a
wonderful
a beautiful woman
yes,
and a wife and a friend and an artist and a mother.
And you have
she
all
was.
Those qualities as well. You she gave that
well,
and stood it in you.
It's not
pushed it down
about
to
her.
You.
I have a few of her qualities. Actually, Max has more of her qualities than I do. Really, I'm complimentary to.
Right.
Her and Max.
Right.
They are very similar people.
Nice.
And I just am so grateful. And I just want to say thank you, Mom. And happy birthday, Mom.
She partying with us right now.
I love you. And you're going to party with us right now. Because, you know, Igor says so. He's a fellow Cancer and all that stuff.
Cancerian man.
You yeah. guys know how to party.
You know how to party.
All right.
She partying up there now.
Mm-hmm. One more shot of her is the young mom. Okay, no, that's, well.
That's Captain Mom.
That's Captain Mom. The other one, the black and white that's colored. Yeah.
There we go.
Okay, there she is. All right. Probably underage there, so maybe
had a lipstick on all
perfect.
Lipstick perfect. Okay. Yeah.
So,
I
make
love those
job
photos
on right. Make
so
a job
much.
On fleek.
She's so beautiful.
And anyway, moving right along. It is a hot summer
Oh, that's
summer
beautiful, because I see you. I see her face in your face.
We're
going to
get back into birthdays as we keep doing on this show. But I want to get into some power plays right now. And I want to introduce my very special guest from Sanctuary, LAX. We have Madam Rose. And Switch M. So let's have some applause.
Ow!
Woo! Yeah, oh wow. The crowd is as big as Trump's inauguration. Yeah, welcome. Welcome. Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. So, Madam Rose, we'll start with you because you seem like you're not a switch.
So, actually.
Talk. Wait, is her microphone on?
Check, check, check. The
oh, now you can
now.
Hear me.
sorry
about
yes.
that. A little slow on the uptake.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Oh,
yes.
I'm excited to have you. In fact, you know what? I'd love to have you sit here.
Oh, wow. Thank
yeah,
you. That's an honor.
I'd love to have you sit here. And maybe Switch
somewhere.
M, you can move in here.
Okay.
I like to get, I know it's a little hot, but still I like to be intimate.
Close and steamy.
And maybe
with you.
We can move that,
like
this one, one of my fabulous crew members. And of course it is nice to watch Gypsy's ass move around, but I don't
right,
know if
delicious.
We should make her move things. Okay, give it to Harry. That's good. All right.
She's part Amazon.
Yes.
Yes, she
so
is.
It's great to have you here,
thank you.
Madam Rose.
So I will clue you in on that. So actually in lifestyle, outside of my profession, I'm a professional dominatrix, but in lifestyle, I am a switch.
Ah.
Yes.
In lifestyle.
Yes.
Okay. Does that mean you have a special friend that you...
I have a daddy dom. Hi,
oh.
daddy. I know you're watching.
Daddy. Hi, daddy.
Yes.
The way you said that reminded me a little of Ivanka, which is probably one reason that he won. But, yeah, right. I know. It's terrible. It's terrible the way he ruins a lot of sexy things. But anyway, no,
but
he hasn't.
But that's a very
that.
Special and unique relationship.
Oh.
Majority of my relationships are with submissives.
Uh-huh. And how long has the daddy relationship been?
About a year.
Oh, that's yeah. all. Okay.
Yeah, but we don't get to see each other very often. He lives in Canada, so wow. it's a little difficult to oh. see each other often. But we
phone
do.
Sex?
We have webcam? No, actually, yeah. So my house is rigged with webcams, and oh. he watches me on like
oh
a
phone
app.
Oh my God, that's you are also, I understand, an exhibitionist.
Big time, yeah.
Exhibitionism. You know, yeah. we're just really thinking about that a lot these days. You know, at the Institute, it seems to be coming up. Maybe because it's so hot, people are taking their clothes off in public. You know, just
it requires
it's
like
excuse.
A certain level of bravery and,
well, of course,
and self-love that you just
yes.
really have to
comfortability.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's once you start doing it, it's intoxicating. You just want to yeah. like, oh, really? Are you watching now? You know, you just kind of get more and more into it. So.
But the heat gives you an excuse.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
well,
it,
I like to be naked anyway. So
oh well,
I like to run right home and put yeah. on a show for him if he's watching.
Wow.
Or any
wow.
of the people who subscribe to
while
it.
Naked or
yeah, I like it, yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Well, I usually get down to at least my bare minimum my lingerie.
Ah, okay.
I'm active and
because I mean, hey, you know, hey. You see,
she got it on.
You got
right?
it
thank
on.
You.
You got a lot on.
And she knows
on.
How to wear
but
it.
But you do thank know you. How to wear it. And look at these boots.
Thank you.
Look at these boots.
Oh,
can
and
we
she
do a focus
to have
on these boots right
an
now?
Impeached Trump button on.
Yes. What do you know?
Look at that.
Boots and shoes is one of my big fetishes. So oh. I love wearing them. I love yes. watching people clean them.
Oh.
Do all
we'll
sorts
clean
of things.
Your boots
oh,
all
really?
Day.
Oh,
what
do
you
yeah,
like
those
this
are
party?
Beautiful boots. Mm-hmm. So you're a fetishist so, as well.
Yeah, I consider myself a sensationalist. So
oh,
I like
sensationalist.
Yes, I like to specialize in giving people sensations. It's not just about pain.
Uh-huh.
It's also about, you know, making it, I understand the physiology behind what's happening when I'm with someone. So I kind of understand that I'm introducing certain levels of dopamine and serotonin and different chemicals into people's bodies. And so
March
I like,
for science.
I like being able to kind of get people high on their own chemicals and create
right
different
on.
Sensations. It's not just about pain.
It is a natural high.
It's amazing.
It's they and call it subspace sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And all kinds of other things. But, yeah, people, which is why you have to be careful. It's like you shouldn't drive a moving vehicle or
no,
something.
No, you definitely
right after a session, you know, mm-hmm. you've got to be careful mm-hmm. When those chemicals are just wreaking havoc with your system. Mm-hmm. Pleasant havoc, but havoc.
It feels
so
amazing.
Nice. Okay, and so you're working at Sanctuary for how long?
So I've only been there about 3 months now, maybe three
oh,
and a half
okay.
months. I'm still really new there.
Yeah.
But I've been kind of doing this professionally about six. So.
Wow,
yeah.
So we love Sanctuary.
It's
yeah.
great. We do.
Did you get to go to DomCon?
I did. It was amazing. It
yeah.
was my first DomCon. It rocked my world. I
yeah.
cannot wait for the next one.
Ow,
yeah. I spent so much money, met so many amazing people. Saw so many hot chicks. It was
yeah,
awesome.
Let's give a shout out to Mistress Cyan.
Oh, yes.
Is DomCon founder
absolutely.
And Sanctuary founder and director of both and
role model.
Mother Hen in general.
Amazingly.
I didn't know that.
Mistress Cyan.
I didn't know that.
She, and I've known her since 2005 when she gave me my very first adult birthday spanking.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
Did you love it?
I was surrounded by clowns.
Oh.
Yes, she was very nice, very good, and very
amazing.
Sensitive, you know, and beat other people a lot harder than me because
mm-hmm.
she could tell I'm a soft ass.
Yeah.
But,
well, the whole point is to find out what it is that you like and provide what it is that you need and what you're searching
exactly.
for. It may not necessarily be pain. It could be something as small as cuddling or just touching each other, kissing, even talking.
Mm.
You'd be surprised how
right.
people just want to talk sometimes. So
and people just want as a person, a partner, who is aggressive
sometimes
about whatever thing it is that they want. They want that person to not be afraid
right.
to engage since so many people are afraid.
Well, and too, a lot of times the people that seek out those feelings are people who have high power jobs or are in high levels of responsibility, and they
oh,
want to
yeah.
find a place where they don't have to think, they don't have to make such important decisions. They can kind of relinquish up that control and allow themselves to be in somebody else's brain.
Absolutely.
They can kind of let go.
So feels something amazing. Tells me Trump has missed a few of his femdom appointments.
he's totally welcome in my space anytime. I have a few toys for you, Trump. Come see me.
To be disciplined, that one. And so we
somebody
do.
Somebody discipline me
discipline
now.
Discipline our Trump now. Effigy. Mm-hmm. We put him in a dunce hat.
That's
great. And you know he's a big dick. And
oh my God!
And he has a small micro penis, like right here.
This is so accurate.
Yeah,
it's so lifelike.
It is, and
it's a life-size example.
And we keep his mouth shut because that's the main problem.
It's the gag order.
And the gag order. Would you like to spank him with the book?
I'd love to.
Sort spank of his like balls.
Yeah, oh, that's spank great. Like some CBT going on right now.
Some big balls here, but
out.
I want to make him bleed.
Out. That's not going to help me not build the wall. Ow.
Still going to do it.
Ow.
Right. It's funny. Ouch. He goes to a place ouch. Where they just tore down a wall, you know, the Berlin Wall, and now he wants to build a wall for America. What?
Somebody
what a genius.
Some rope. I want
what?
To tie
a dunce. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Thump his ball.
I really, yeah, I really wish.
What a hypocrite. Yeah, okay. Just punch
ooh.
Him.
Ooh, just punch get him. In there. Punch get him. In there.
Right. Right.
Oh, my gosh. After I love it.
Done. 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 Done.
Right. Sorry. God, that felt good. I'm sorry. I don't
know
what
you did that for a
did.
Long time.
Can you do it to the other one?
Yeah, well,
yeah, make it even. Make it even.
I need this one to be as bruised as that one.
Do you hear it? I can hear her smacking it. That's a good.
She's doing it pretty hard.
Being honest.
Not a girl.
I must say.
Not a girl.
It is therapeutic. For us, and perhaps for some of you who are watching, and perhaps some of you who are watching are getting upset by it, in which case we invite you to Bonoboville to talk, I guess, or you know you can punch our we have a Bill Clinton doll somewhere.
We have a Bill Clinton doll.
Yeah, we do. But I, anyway, so you know we want to work it out. I mean, we don't. We're all from one race, the human race, and yeah, there you go. Just flick the little dick.
I get two dominatrix. I love it. Just flick those balls. Just flick them.
Things you do for fun, right?
Yeah. When did you realize that you were a femdom and you enjoyed
it? I've actually always been this way.
Yes, really.
I'm a supervisor. I own my own company.
Oh, what type of
I've always managed people and helped people in like a kind of a, I don't want to say controlling way, but in, you know.
Where are you from originally?
Way. I was born in Michigan, but my dad was part of the carnival, so we traveled a lot when I was a little girl.
Oh, and we carnival. Lived in
yeah.
Wow.
That was fun. And then
how amazing.
I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
Are you? Okay. Yes. Okay.
Oh, right.
Neighbors, practically.
Kind of neighbors.
Neighbors. Hey.
Neighbors.
What part of Michigan?
So, a little, you probably would never hear it.
All
it's called
over
like
the place.
Blissfield. It's like Blissfield. The littlest town ever. I think there's maybe 500 people in the town. There's like 13 of them work at the hospital.
That's why it's
so crazy.
They all cousins.
Blissful.
Yeah. Yeah. I've only been back to visit sometimes when it's not snowy.
Right.
Yeah. And not summer, because summer's not great there either.
It's not
here.
Ever.
Yeah. There's like 8 days that it's
well,
probably
welcome
good weather.
To L.A. You sit
thank
in the
you.
Back.
I like to travel. That's my thing.
How long have you been out here in L.A.?
I have been living in this area for about 18 years, but I travel a lot. Okay. So I lived on the East Coast for a few years, and I have clients kind of all over and now internationally. So I like
look
to travel
you,
and
baller.
See them. And I'm trying. I want to be able to share my talents and my gifts with anybody who needs them. So
that's amazing.
Thank
that's
you.
Well, we're so
she's
happy to have you
she's
share
a gift
them
to
with
give.
Us.
Aww, you guys are great. Thank you.
And now I would like to speak with Switch M.
Switch M. Switch him.
Hello.
So we, should we switch right. them out? Should we switch them?
Switch them.
Switch them
out.
Switch
them
out.
Switch
them
out.
Switch them out.
Yeah. Let's
in proper name fashion.
Switch, switch. All right. So here's
you know, I hate seeing you go, but I will love watching you leave.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
All right. So
nice.
Welcome to Bonoboville, Switch M.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So talk right into the microphone. I know you've got a long way to go with those gigantic mountains of
wow.
luscious beauty. Wow.
Real.
I always have to find a way around them.
They're gorgeous.
You make a lot of women jealous, boy.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's a true fact.
That's a fact. I'm
that
jealous right now.
You make a lot
in a happy way.
I'm always happy to see her.
I am happy. I'm not jealous. Why would I be jealous? I have beautiful boobs in front of me that maybe I'll be able to touch at some point.
Feel free. feel free.
There's the point.
Now.
There's the point.
Wow. Oh, and they're moving. Oh, they're quivering. Oh, wow.
Man.
Nice. Ooh, and they have a Themocracy Now yes. button on them. Yes.
Love them. Made by Clemmy.
Yes, made by Clemmy.
Clemmy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And inspired by Del Rey. But Clemmy did the design with the bonobo holding the banana, the most femdom apes on Earth, the femdoms of the wild. So you, how long have you been working at Sanctuary?
For about 4 months, 4.5 months.
Oh,
yeah.
A little bit longer than Madame Rose. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what brought you there?
I've been in the scene for over 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
And I know Tetra. And I just one day after a party, I was like, hey, Tetra, is Sanctuary hiring? And she's like, yeah, they are. They're always hiring. And I was like, cool. Oh. At first, I didn't know what I was getting into. I really did not.
Did you already practice BDSM in your private life?
Yeah, yeah. I've been in the lifestyle for about 3 or 4 years, but I wasn't sure. When I asked Tetra if when they were hiring, I was thinking like front desk. Or
really?
Yeah.
Like receptionist.
They didn't know that you had such tremendous assets that would be desired by the clientele.
But then when Tetra started talking about it, I was like, oh, wait, what?
I can do that.
I can do, yeah, okay.
Wow.
Totally. And like okay. At first they wanted to start me off as a submissive, but Tetra, she talked me up basically.
Uh-huh.
And told them that in the lifestyle, I am a switch.
Okay.
So they started me off as a switch.
Okay. Which means sometimes you're submissive.
Sometimes I'm submissive. And sometimes
you're dominant.
I'm dominant. Yes.
And
yes.
Are there specific times or people or?
It just depends moods? On. It depends on the the client, what they want. A lot of times okay. In my lifestyle, it depends on the mood.
Okay.
It depends on my mood. As of recently, I've been really dominant.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
The alpha in you.
And how do you like to dominate? What do you like to do?
I like impact play.
Okay.
But I also like.
I see. You brought something kind of impactful.
This is mine. I brought this for her.
This yes. is something that will be used
this
upon
is gonna, it's
you.
It's a gift I brought
yes,
for her.
Yes.
Madame Rose on it, mm-hmm. and this is like a bat.
Yes.
This is.
It makes my heart flutter.
Oh.
And what do you do with that bat?
She spanks me.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
She likes a very heavy spanking.
You do.
I am a very heavy bottom.
So you've done this
you
before?
Are.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Come on now. I'm with her. Like, every time I see her, how
she
can I
me
not?
All the time.
I can't keep
like,
my hands off
all
these
the time.
Women.
Me and Rose
I'm
are
such
inseparable.
A lucky woman. We are, actually.
And did you meet at Sanctuary? Or
we
did
yes.
Know each- oh.
Yes.
She was the first
nice.
Person I met there.
Yes.
Outside of Mr. Cyan. And
okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And like ever since then, we've been like this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I love it. That's love women camaraderie.
Exactly.
All the women beautiful. That work there, by the way, all the women that work there are amazing and
they
very
are.
Talented, very beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's a great community. Great
and
community.
Sometimes the clients want two of you, like one to dominate the other so you can go through a little.
I've never had a
oh,
cameo
had
done.
That?
No, I no. haven't.
I've done a couple of cameos, yeah. It's,
that's if, called a cameo?
Yeah, when you go into somebody else's scene that's already happening. So, like, if... But there are also... We can have up to 2-3 ladies or more,
right.
depending on what your interests are.
What is that right. called?
It's,
a party.
It's still a... I
know. A good time.
A right. fucking party.
It's still called
yeah,
a session.
Party.
But it's just...
It's
you
session.
Have, like, you know, you can have a couple of submissives, you can have a couple of switches, a couple of dominants, however you want it. It's just really up to you. It's kind of custom build the scene around your desires.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have to work your way up to something like this?
For me?
Yes.
She can start off with that.
I love her. Okay. I mean, because...
But, I mean, for other people, it just depends on how they are as far as bottom-wise. Like, like I said, I'm a heavy bottom. I love being spanked.
The hotter, the better.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Especially with spanking. Spankings
my
are my spankings are my thing. I love being spanked. I love being flogged. I love the feeling afterwards. Like even a couple days later, like when my ass is sore, I like
the bruises.
I like walking around and like squeezing my own ass because I love the way it feels.
But there's a lot of submissives that feel that way. They like, it's not even the action, it's the aftermath of like looking at the bruises and the thing.
Like that's, a good workout being.
It is. It's like a good workout. Like
it's
I
like
just
a souvenir.
Got,
exactly. It's like souvenirs. It's like, you're
it's
proud.
Like eating
battle wounds.
So when's the last time you got beat with this?
With this one in particular, I haven't been. Oh, actually, earlier.
Not yet.
Which she was like, yeah, she's like, I brought this. And
teasing,
it was
but
like,
oh, she has enough. So I actually used this bat in a performance at Club Anarchy at Sanctuary, which is kind of like a no rules party, and it's usually themed around some kind of movie or TV show or whatever. And so we were doing Buns of Anarchy, which is similar to Sons of Anarchy. So me and a couple of the other mistresses dressed up like a biker gang, and this stupid ass guy walked into the wrong alleyway and met the wrong three biker chicks. And
I can see you as
so
a biker
I took
chick.
Him out. I took him out with the baseball bat, and we did a couple of other choice things before we threw him in the trash and finished the scene.
Well, I don't want you to throw switch so, M in the trash, but I mean, no. I'm thinking maybe that
she saw me use that though and was very excited.
Could
that
you, could you demonstrate this?
Sure,
you know,
let's clear the room. Let's clear the space.
Like, well, what would
don't
you like
be afraid.
To do? Would you like to go over the bed or over the chair or on your knees,
perhaps
hands
you can put
and
your
knees?
Hands on the chair, and then that will be a good angle, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And I'll hold a microphone in case there's some sound.
I'm sure you don't
want to warm up.
If you want to warm up, you can warm up, but.
I want to warm up.
Yeah, I'd like to see a warm-up, yeah. Whoa. Little sound volume. You getting warm?
Mm.
You must already be warm.
Point is, you want to release the endorphins. Sorry, you want to release the endorphins really slow, and then you kind of build it up to like a climax or a maximum point.
Can't wait to see that bat.
Helps you to be able to take the pain when the endorphins are rising. Okay, here comes the bat.
Back yourself up.
I don't
want
to hit you.
Oh, okay. I
bending on you.
Oh my God! I'm watching the impact of this. This is true impact play. I just want that to be said.
Oh.
Holy shiza!
Whoa.
Do you prefer Dami women or men, or it doesn't matter?
Wait, how does that feel?
It feels wonderful.
All right, I'm relieved.
Great.
Whoa.
Oh my.
Yeah. Now a little bit of play. Ooh, right. Whoa.
That was awesome.
Are you warmed up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Look at me.
You broke it. Wow, she broke the bat.
Broke the bat.
There in the handle, it like kind of wobbles. It kind of wobbles now in half.
Okay.
In the handle.
And what kind of bat is this?
Oh, it's just like a kid's plastic
kid's
baseball
bat. It's a
wiffle
ball
bat.
And she,
I thought it was
like a wiffle ball bat.
She took
right.
that bat and she scored.
She broke it. She broke the bat.
She broke the bat.
All right, let's hear it for
an amazing
Madame
ass.
Rose
look at
and
that.
On a Dr. Block
and
show. Broke the bat,
ass.
Baby.
Broke the bat for Igor's birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. That was quite a spanking. Whoa. Quite a spanking.
Quite a spanking.
Okay. Whoa. How does that ass
did you get
feel
your
now?
Did you get any sensation from that before it broke? Did you?
I did.
Or did it like almost like tease you a little bit before it broke?
It was a little teasing. I mean, like, I liked it though. I love playing with Rose. Anything that Rose does to me.
All right.
It's mostly for sound and show. It's a good showpiece, but I did bring my floggers though if you wanted some of that.
Oh yeah.
Mm. All right. Of course. Am I going to say no? Do I look like I'm going to say no?
And I do have the toy bag, you know.
Are these like tough floggers or soft floggers?
These are kind of medium floggers, I'd say. They're kind of thick.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But not too heavy.
Where are they?
They are in the other room.
Oh,
my
in
purse.
The other room.
I didn't know that we were going to be doing that now. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, we
with
can
my
check
friend
them
I
out.
Came with.
How much time do we have, team?
Is there a break? Can I take a break?
We're going to find out. We're going to find out.
Ooh, I got all sweaty with that.
Mm.
You're so fun.
8 minutes.
Eight
I like it.
minutes. Okie dokie. Well, we could certainly have a flogger demonstration, and we could have a little Bonoboville communion. Mm. Mm. Do you know about Bonoboville communion?
I don't. But
no.
I have no idea.
Nice. What
sounds
religion
exciting, though.
Were you brought up with?
Christian.
Christian. Mm-hmm. Did you ever do communion? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like with the bread and the wine and all that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, except instead of bread and wine, we have salt and agua coco leaf liqueur.
Oh.
And, and, of course, as Jesus said, this is my body. So we also have the body, parts of the body, that is. So let's see. So flogging first, maybe, and then Bonoboville communion.
Sure.
Get you hot enough to want to take something off.
That's not far off.
Yeah, yeah.
I see your strategy here, doctor. Mm.
Yes, the doctor has diabolical intentions, of course.
Women, we don't
in
plan,
a good
we
way.
Plot.
I see you've been thinking about this.
Well, you look amazing. How could we not? I have to must say again, your outfit is...
I know it's hot.
It is beyond dominatrix gold.
It's sexy
gold.
As well. You know,
I did wear sexy underwear. I was going to switch that up later, but I don't
know. Oh, you know.
Here, I can just make it happen now, I suppose.
Yeah. Let's make it happen now.
Make it happen
Let's have a little
now.
Strip
not now, but right
you
now.
You are an exhibitionist.
Hey, Trump, calm down.
Yeah, okay.
Whoa.
Getting too excited over here.
You can watch as long as you keep your mouth shut.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I don't know if Facebook
So, Facebook, you got to take off, yo. Bye, Facebook.
Bye, Facebook.
Bye,
Facebook.
Goodbye, Facebook.
No, I mean, you can watch.
I mean, you can watch.
I'm going to show you half the screen in the bar.
Look at her. She's a pro underwear switcher.
So far, not.
Oh, she's a seductress. She knows how to take it off.
She knows how to strip it. Look at that.
Oh, man.
That's a girl who knows how to do it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, I'm pretty sure there's no way I can spin these floggers and talk on the mic at the same time.
Okay.
I can help you with that.
We'll help you with that. We have microphones galore. And so whatever position you get in, we'll figure out how to mic you. Okay. Okay, she's got her shorts
off.
And she's
ready
to rock.
What are you starting off doing?
I'm just going to do just probably some warm-up flogging and then just kind of move up in intensity, do a little Florentine, some fancy tricks for you guys, and then that's it.
Just like in the carnival.
The carnival gal.
Yeah. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
All right.
You can turn it back. They can watch this on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. This is all still Facebook friendly, everybody.
Here you go, Facebook.
You lucky Facebook fans, you.
Mm. And she's vlogging away. Now we have the two-handed Florentine vlogging.
Woo!
Madam Rose.
She's a pro for sure.
On Switch M.
Yes, she is.
Of Sanctuary LAX. Ooh. Whoa. There you go. Two at once.
Again, that's where that
As
impact.
She laughs maniacally.
Impact play.
Maniacal laugh.
Smacking that ass.
Yeah. Got it.
Smacking it.
She has such a delicious ass.
It's very smackable.
Yeah.
She is delicious, she is beautiful, and she takes it like a pro. So.
And she's laughing.
I couldn't hit her hard enough.
All right.
And her shoes are blinged out. Switch M shoes are blinged out.
Oh!
Whoa.
She's bringing that fire to those smacks right now.
Hey, I'm Max.
Sparks flew out there.
You think if you think the New York Yankees have heat on when they throw stuff, look how she throws a flogger.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Whoa, whoa.
Yep.
She is smacking it hard.
Woo!
All the people are coming out of the bar to watch.
Max, watch this.
Yeah. Whoa. The sound is wah, 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 wah.
She a pro.
She's a pro.
Actually, it's a very nice breeze she creates in the heat.
I am more than thrilled to always be next to her because she's a permanent fan.
First for that. Thank you for the breeze. Thank you for the demo.
Adam Rose, you were.
Yes. All that ass.
Adam Rose.
But I want to see it a little more. Just a little more. I want to get in there.
Mm. I like how you was beating it with that bat.
Can I take a hit? We're taking hits? Or?
I like how you was doing it.
Oh, no. I was saying that you're. So what else are we doing here?
I don't know. I think it's time for Bonoboville Communion.
Oh, it's a communion. How about it?
It's time for communion.
Don't you be sorry. I'm excited.
Communion time.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're talking off microphone.
God, I'm so sorry. I get so focused and I get like in the zone and I just forget. Yeah, yes. I had her open her legs some so that I could hit her labia.
Her labia.
Yes. I want to try to stimulate the labia.
How can you get her labia with those shorts?
She's bending over. It's just right. And then I can get the floggers on the whip up.
Oh.
Can you bend over? There we go. Can you hold the bat? This is I'm coordinated, but that's a little bit much.
Okay, so
how you guys
I'll
doing?
Okay, here we go. Whoa. This is fine. This is good.
Yeah, you can hold the mic. Whoa. It's such a nice breeze.
How's that, naughty girl?
She asked you a question.
How is that,
it's
naughty
great.
Girl?
It's great. Thank you, mistress.
Thank you, Madam Rose.
Thank you, Madam Rose.
Good girl. I know that's what you really want tonight.
Madam Rose.
Ooh. Not the studio equipment, though.
Dahmer. Dahmer.
You can be whatever you want, Madam Rose. Studio equipment, beautiful girls. I am down. All right.
Thank you so much.
Let's give your arm a rest. Ooh,
right?
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, and switch M. Okay. So Bonoboville Communion.
Yes, do tell.
How much time do we have? Seven. Okay, that's a good amount of time.
The longest minute ever.
So. Right, wow. Right. I know. That's why I have to keep checking in because
I've burned about 700 calories in that.
Really changes the time from time to time. So, okay. So, can we turn this music down? In fact, I don't know if we should be playing this music at all, frankly,
about that?
Because you know it's not our music.
Not at all.
So let's not play it. Hello.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. There's no reason to play all that music. We want to hear the sounds of the show.
Sex.
You can use sound effects.
Yes.
And music maybe that we have the rights to, like the Kinkster, right? Okay. Anyway, Bonoboville Communion involves Himalayan pink salt applied to an altar, which is really a human being. And then there is a communion recipient, you could say, who licks up the salt and then receives the liquid of the Bonoboville deity. And there isn't really a Bonoboville deity, but it's like you know
it
it's kind of
so
like
sexy
that,
though.
right? It does.
I was hanging on
okay,
every word.
So
this goddess.
Yeah, no, I know. I always have to cut it with some humor, but yeah, I am the High Priestess of Bonoboville Communion, and maybe I will have to show you how it's done. So let's see. I guess I could show you on my beautiful assistant, Gypsy.
Yeah, Gypsy.
And yes, Gypsy will come forward here. And okay, and I get that. And okay, so the first thing is she presents her altar.
What altar do you want, Dr. Susie?
Oh, your boobs.
Oh, okay. Well, keep it basic.
No, right. I should say, and she's right, it could be any part of the body. It could be the
every
butt.
Every part.
It could be the knees. It could. It should be skin, or it could be the hand. It could be the back of the neck. It could be the lips. It could be, I don't know, anything.
It's the body, the whole playground.
The whole thing playground.
The body is a playground, and the body is it's
it could be off the vagina.
It could be, and it has been. And it also has been off a penis or a dozen or so penises. Not Ecor's yet. But but here she is. You must be hot. It's so hot.
Oh, look how fine she is.
And look at how beautiful our Gypsy Bonobo is.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Now, you could show one or both.
Both,
because it's hot.
Throw the bra to me.
It
is
sweaty.
Throw the
it's
bra to me.
Right.
Throw that bra to me. It's sweaty, too.
Happy birthday, Ecor.
Thank you, baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go.
There we
this
go.
Is The Kingster by Carmina Formosa.
Throw that bra over here.
So you worship at the altar of Bonoboville. And I'm doing it quickly because, you know, I want to get to you. But you could linger a lot, believe
I'm
me.
I'm taking very
and
short
And I would
here.
If it wasn't that I wanted to get to you.
Yes. Lick that duck.
Whoa.
Nice.
Yum. Gotta have that kink. And that is it. Bonoboville Communion. And let's have a hand for Gypsy.
Woo!
And me being salty here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now it's their turn.
So,
okay.
Who wants to be the altar? Yay!
Most qualified, for sure.
Okay. And could we, I mean, it could be any body part, but you know what I'm staring at. Right. Could it be that beautiful rack? How big,
there?
Actually, is that beautiful rack?
Real racks.
Last I checked, they were
racks
at 42J.
42J?
I never even heard of that.
Yeah,
I never even heard of a J.
Oh, my.
I heard of an EJ, but I ain't
They're
heard
amazing.
Of a J.
A 42J.
You're amazing.
All right, so may we be witnesses to the revelation of M. Altar.
Can I jaywalk yes. across your J's?
Of course you can.
Oh my God. Sorry, you
me.
Had to deal with my bad joke, but you had to deal with it. I couldn't help myself. I'm sorry.
May I hold the microphone so you have nothing else to do but unbutton, whatever you gotta un.
I'll hold it for you, Doc.
What are you holding?
The microphone, if you want me to hold that microphone.
No. Okay. I mean, she has something to say. Maybe she's going
to
groan. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us how sexy this is for
That's
me.
Just like her name.
Tell me how you like your baby girl.
Oh, I love it.
You're a little bit of an exhibitionist, too.
Oh.
4 minutes.
I am a lot of bit of an exhibitionist.
Oh, a lot of an exhibitionist.
You need some help taking that off.
I do.
You need help with it.
Oh, yeah, you need help. Oh, Ecor is here to help. He is a helpful guy, really.
We like helpful
in
guys.
Many, many ways. Yeah, he is. He is, and
handsome,
he can figure this out.
Helpful.
We know. We have
a lot of people actually have trouble getting my bra.
I can imagine. It's
like
a task.
I'm a veteran, baby, so I'm not going to have too much of that trouble. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
I got a lot of practice at that shit.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Look at those.
Revealed.
What are those?
My goddess.
Amazing.
The altar has been.
What are those?
Mamma mia.
And they're real. You dig? Look at that on camera.
They're,
oh my God.
Mm-hmm. What did you say? 44 J's?
42 J's.
42 J's.
42 EJs.
Yep, there you go. 42 J's. All right. So now, maybe Gypsy can hold the mic on that side.
Can they talk?
And
sorry.
I will.
They have
I was busy.
Talk.
I was busy.
So
you
got a mark of their
own. Are going to
humana.
Worship at the altar. I mean, or you could say dominate, you know, whatever way you like to operate.
I'm going to make a rare move here.
Because we're disconnected right now. And
all right. It's just special. Whoa.
Got it.
We got 2 minutes, Doc.
I wanted 2 minutes. I needed a little liquid all over me. It's so hot.
Lick that off of her. Lick it off of her. Lick it off of her.
Ow.
Lick it. There you go. Lick it good. Lick it. Yes. Yes.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Okay, we're doing communion anyway.
Bonoboville style.
All right, Bonoboville style. Beautiful.
You said I had to lick it off. You didn't say from where.
It was great. You did a great job. Actually, some on the hand here, right?
Yes.
Like we're still disconnected. Oh, my God. Oh.
You got 1 minute. 1 minute to break.
Beautiful. Okay, so now, right here.
This is amazing.
You got a nice hairstyle, too. I like your hairstyle. Swagged out. Like
okay.
Both girls.
Here we go. Lick. I think they're so big, you got to just do one for now.
Oh, man. It's going to squirt some out of it?
Beautiful. Oh, wow. That's so nice. Delicious, delicious.
That turned me
any
on.
Any particular flavor? Yeah. Wow. Is she doing a good job?
Yeah, she's doing an excellent job.
Very good job.
Better than a good job.
Oh, yes. Wow, still beautiful.
That's how you take the
now
time and effort,
now you lean back against her boobs.
You look so good on camera.
Backwards, you turn around.
Oh, yeah, that looks good on camera.
And, yes, here we go. And now we call this, right there. Okay, you can do that. And back.
Let me get up close and personal for this.
Waterboarding, Bonoboville style.
Yes.
Bonoboville communion. Right on.
Yes.
Woohoo. Don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. Block. All right.
Hi. I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much, which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. Uh-oh. She's mounting the Sibian.
Have you ever ridden the Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride.
It's my best friend.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest.
Whoa.
Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa. Yeah. Holy what? Shit.
Yeah.
That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the womb room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
There
she goes.
Oh. I'm jealous.
Take a deep breath.
So
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Sonnez les matines. Ding dang dong.
Princesse en français.
Oui. Oui. Princesse, vas-y.
Beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Human being, thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was an
amen,
orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think
amen.
We have orgasm, Houston.
Whee!
And let's
we
have a hand.
Orgasm. We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify that you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just going to take this home.
Take it. That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm.
I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the Sibian. You don't need the husband.
Oh, my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall over.
Turn it down.
Whoa. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Completely. Okay.
Hey, bonobos and brothers and sisters. We are back, and it's a hot summer night in Bonoboville. Things are getting hotter in here, that's for sure. I have, of course, Sanctuary Switch M and Madam Rose right here. They just did a fabulous Bonoboville communion and then a little more power play.
So sexy.
Oh, yeah, so sexy with those 42 J's of Wow. Switch M.
So all deliciousness.
Oh, total deliciousness. So here is the lovely, amazing porn star, Rachel Cavalli. Yeah. Thank you, Bonobo Girl. And we're very excited to have Rachel here. You're a friend of Ecor's, right?
Yes.
How long you known Ecor?
For a good year now.
A good year. Okay. Oh, bad year comes next. No, I'm just kidding. Ecor is one of our favorite people. This is why his birthday takes place over two Saturday nights. Yes, Max.
Okay.
Are you speaking about something, Max? Captain, do you know you're on microphone?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. I was just interfacing.
Yeah, you're...
with the technology.
All right. You're on the microphone.
I was trying to get us on Facebook, actually, because there's a terrible connection tonight.
Oh, wow.
It keeps going off. But now we have it back on.
Okay, we're back on.
Thanks to our partners, AT&T, who provide the wiring to get over there.
Is that a commercial?
Thank you. I know. Shameless plug.
Yes, indeed. So, speaking of plugs, this is Rachel Cavalli, someone I'm sure everyone out there would like to plug. And she is a porn star, so you have hope, at least, of seeing her get plugged. So, welcome to Bonoboville.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to have you. And and are you new to porn? Or, yeah, what's going on?
Yes, I am. I am new, and nothing released yet.
Nothing released.
No.
Wow.
Hopefully within the next month.
Well, right now, people are releasing their seed all over the place just looking at you. But anyway, you haven't had a DVD release or download or whatever they're releasing these days. So you're fresh to porn.
Fresh.
So what made you want to do porn?
You know, I've wanted to do it for a while, and
where are
it's
you from?
Fun.
That's what I was
Indiana.
Say.
Indiana.
Yes.
Same state as Mike Pence. Wow. I mean, no relation, right?
No.
Although you look like he might like you, but he would make you illegal. That's for sure. but he certainly wouldn't let you wear this in front of his wife. But in any case, Indiana is a very conservative state.
Yeah.
And that's why you left. Mm. I mean,
it's boring. I love it. It's my hometown.
Yeah.
But okay. I know what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
It's like you kind of outgrew it, you know, ready to explore, broaden your horizons.
Yep. So corn to porn.
Corn to porn.
Yeah.
That's a good term.
That's a good,
that's a good phrase. You know? That's a good corn phrase.
Transitioning corn to porn.
Yes.
So did you grow up like out in the cornfields, like a farm girl
around
in a city?
Cornfields, yes.
Really? Around cornfields. Yeah, okay. And did you do webcam? I mean,
I've done some webcamming. Yep, I'm on Cam Soda and MFC.
And you've got great sexy pictures on your Twitter, and you're somewhat sexy on Facebook. You can't be too sexy on Facebook, right?
So be careful these days.
Yeah.
But thank you.
But although they do have those like private pages on Facebook where they, because I know there's a page called Men's Locker Room, and they show like all kind of videos and pics, new pics, whatever. They
you
show
still
them
have to be really? Careful though.
On Facebook.
You still have to be careful.
I don't know, but these are...
That's only a matter of time, Ecor.
It's a matter of time.
But these are, it's a whole bunch of these kind of pages. They have women's pages, men's pages.
Mm-hmm.
So it's there.
Well, it's there for a short period of time until it's shut down. That's because that's how it is.
It's allowed, though.
It's
allowed.
That's sexy.
They wouldn't let me do it.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Hottie.
I see pictures every day.
Yes, because they come out there with it, yeah. But... You know, they can also shut people down for it. Mm-hmm. And
I think people that are known for being sexy, they shut it down a lot quicker than a bunch of anonymous foreign sites with a bunch of anonymous girls that are being posted constantly, probably stolen off their Facebook pages.
It's my politics. What can I say?
Politics. Right? Politics are always playing.
Find all those girls. I was wondering, where do they find all these girls? You know.
All right.
Like you said, taking pics, posting.
So you're a porn star. Do you have an ambition as a porn star? Are you looking forward to
getting better every time? Yeah.
Getting better at fucking or presenting yourself?
Yes, everything. Yeah? Everything. Yes.
What's your favorite position?
I like it doggy style. That's my favorite.
Oh, here's a picture of you on your Twitter looking very slutty schoolgirl.
That
was fun. Yeah. Holy. That's a fun one.
Uh-huh. Do you like something new power play? Do you like being dominant or submissive?
Submissive.
Submissive. Oh. Ooh.
I am.
Hold on 1 second.
While I adjust my panties.
Well, you know, you just arrived. You're a virgin to the Dr. Susan Block Show, although you were here at a show.
I was here. Yeah,
it was
your birthday. It was your birthday.
Okay, but no one presented her to me as a present or anything.
Oh, it was a lot going on that night.
Oh,
it was a lot going on that night. Stuff that you didn't even know about was going on. It's like, oh, God.
That's the problem, right? I want to know about everything. Anyway, okay, so
that's a nice page right
there.
That's a nice page.
And it is sort of Ikor's birthday. It's your birthday, too, though.
It is, yeah.
Wait a second. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Today,
yes.
Which is my mom's birthday, is also Rachel's birthday.
Wow.
Nice.
That's really awesome. And it's 2 days after Ikor's birthday.
Yeah. Yes.
So I was going to have you give
Happy birthday.
Him Bonoboville Commune. Maybe he should give it to you.
Oh. Uh-huh. Interesting.
How about it?
You bought it?
I said, how about it?
Oh.
How about it?
How about it?
About it?
Why don't you sit over here?
Kinkier by the second.
Yeah. I see you've got, already you've got Gypsy's bra around your neck as a collar.
Yeah. Every guy's just waiting, you know?
Waiting.
Yeah. It's a token when I toss
that. You need a microphone. microphone for you.
I am so blessed.
You are.
I'm so blessed to be having all this on it. You know, be up with all this. Look at all this.
You are surrounded by.
You got guys out there talking about you right now.
Oh, yes. They are talking about.
I mean, how could you not, though?
Switch M. Can we have another shot of Switch M and her? Can you hold them up? M's them. Yeah, we know.
Yes.
Right. That means those beautiful 42 J's.
Man.
Right. There.
Lord have mercy.
But you know, guys are and girls like all different sizes.
Yeah.
And yours look very attractive.
I know.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Double D's.
Double D's.
Got some J's and D's up in here.
No, I mean,
double D's.
It sounds like you could get a law degree, a JD. You know? So. Great. Okay, so we have, where's the salt? There it is. All right, I am the high priestess of Bonoboville Communion. What religion were you brought up with? Or no religion,
no.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you're lacking in religion, young lady.
No.
So you need to take communion. Okay, I have an answer for everything. But in your case, yes.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that is often missing from... You know, the wonderful agnostics and atheists of the world, of which I kind of count myself, is ritual. And so we have a ritual.
Mm-hmm.
And it involves, you know, kind of like a regular Christian or Catholic communion,
yeah.
The body.
Okay.
And blood sounds really kind of extreme.
I know, yeah.
So I don't like to say blood, but we'll just say alcohol. Okay. Because after all, I mean, in the strict Catholic sense, they drink wine. We have mm-hmm. agua coco leaf liqueur, which is over there, and Himalayan pink salt. Mm-hmm. So somehow, I mean, I'm thinking that you guys should give each other communion, but we'll let Ikor go first because... He is, why? I don't know, because I want to see your tits, maybe?
Yeah.
Great answer. So I will hold this, and you can hold that, and then you can present the altar, which is basically looks like it's ready to be presented, really. I mean, just a flip down, or what do we do? Yeah? And bazoom. Whoa.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. All right. Very nice.
Thank you.
So special to have a birthday around this time.
This
you know?
Is your birthday, Ikor, and her birthday. So since
Thank
it is
you.
Her birthday, you better lick it good.
Okay.
So now you prepare the altar with a good, solid lick. Kiss.
Ooh.
Lick.
That's pretty good.
Very nice. Is he doing good?
Yes.
Yeah. Has he done that before?
Not on me. I think on somebody. Well, he yeah,
but not on you, really. On Facebook, okay.
Something tells me he's going to be doing that again.
Look at how much harder that nipple is. You're in the bar. That is very nice.
It may be newer.
Okay,
here,
so
but.
Then I sprinkle the salt. This is definitely the religious part, and I'm sorry if I get it on your lap a little bit. But now you lick the salt, Ikor. And he's licking the luscious salt
from the
lovely tatas of porn star, new porn star, Rachel Cavalli.
We are breaking it in at the same time.
And now we do what we call waterboarding, Bonoboville style, which means you sit on the floor between. No, you sit here. You are the altar. You don't have to move much. And Ikor, though, is going to lean back, open your legs. This is a little bit unladylike, but he's going to get right. Unladylike, I mean, whatever. Okay, so here we go. Yeah, and get that head right between her thighs.
Excellent.
I think, is it possible you're not wearing underwear?
I mean, I don't really ever wear underwear.
Okay, I'm glad I saw that. Yep, okay.
My kind of girl.
Right, very nice, very nice.
I noticed.
All right, so now he gets his waterboarding. Bonoboville style, and let's hear it for the birthday boy and girl, Ikor the Wolf and Rachel Kamali. Right.
Beautiful altar, my God.
Huh. What? We have some very beautiful altars in general.
Lucky birthdays.
And,
this is a beautiful altar day.
Beautiful altars.
There wouldn't be a birthday without. Oh, no, wait a second. Now you get to lick it off of him. Okay, so.
Gee, I wonder where that's going to happen.
Where's that going to happen? We don't know.
I have some Ikor
is a what you call mainstream.
This is going to be an Agua free.
So she, okay, well, we've got a good look here.
We just ran out of Agua.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
It looks like there's some, no?
Is there a little?
I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, there's a little.
I have no idea what's going on. I feel delusional.
It's all the titties and agua. Get everybody going.
Yeah.
Well, that was amazing juice, whatever it is that you poured down my throat.
Right? Like, what was that?
I don't know, but it's coming.
It's coming. It's making me feel good. It's making me feel great.
I feel like I have too many clothes.
All right. So have you chosen a body part that you're going to lick off of? Oh, his nipple. Okay.
His nipple. Okay.
Nothing down below.
It's not what I had imagined.
You can put it wherever you want.
Ikor, I didn't think you could turn red.
I saw like a line.
Okay. All right. Lick the altar.
All right. Whoa. Damn.
And she is licking the altar.
Yes, please.
Taking your time, making sure it's wet.
Yes.
That salt.
You see, male nipples can be sensitive too. Yeah. Okay. And
a little salt.
We have a little salt. I gave her a lot
of
salt.
A lot of bit of salt.
That's nice.
Salty.
Maybe she likes it salty.
I hope so.
She makes it look good, whether it's
Hell
little
yes.
salty, a lot of salty,
Get
all
it,
salty.
Girl. What a good girl you
what
are.
What a good
she
girl.
She is a good girl.
Look
like
at
a
that.
Kitty cat. Wow, she licked it all up. Okay, so now. You sit back between his legs, and
you're gonna be.
Here we go.
Oh, pull it up, pull
and
it up, pull it up, pull it up.
Lean back against his hard on. I mean,
his hard waist.
Get
his
it, girl.
Hard thigh.
And. So now we have all communed, and as Marie Antoinette said, let them eat.
Let them eat
cake or cum or whatever they want.
Come
down. So maybe now, da-dum, da-dum, da-dum. Da-dum,
okay.
Da-dum.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now, Gypsy. Now's the time.
Oh, the
okay.
time.
The time.
Time has come.
I was trying to hint around about
such a cute
but
downy, Cora.
But,
gosh,
you know,
getting in
I
my
can't
way
do
all the time.
Hinting.
Don't.
My bra looks good on you, though. Bill.
You know where it is. Does anybody know where it is?
So, now, you have to understand, Ikor,
right.
that, here, take a microphone.
Sure.
It's very funny. You've got this bra.
What is that around your neck?
It's a bra. It's Gypsy's bra.
Gypsy's bra around his neck.
You're so proud of it, too. It's so sexy.
It's for all the viewers out there that wish they could have it on. They like, damn, that's
Can you smell it and tell us how it smells?
Now he has an 8-pack.
It smells like a hint of underarm and perfume.
You used up the cake budget last week. For birthday cakes, we now only have a cupcake.
Oh,
wow.
Nice. But it's a big cupcake, and it's green.
Green,
where's the,
too.
Wait, where's
green
the...
Green for the green.
Oh, it's coming. The
like
light
a, they got
is
the tiger
coming.
Stripe, the tiger stripe candles
yeah.
on there, too. You know?
Yeah.
I wanted to light it first.
Light? Ooh, please do. Please do. Make sure y'all get this fine lady lightness.
This is a big donut.
Okay, this is a big
moment here, folks.
Green.
A big donut.
Cake.
Aww.
This is nice.
A cupcake.
You've been blessed
happy
with
birthday.
A big
happy
donut.
Happy birthday to you. And you both should blow it out.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday to both of you, Rachel and Ikor. Happy birthday, Rachel and Ikor.
Happy
birthday to you. Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay, now that icing really looks... could I have some off of your nipple?
Hell yes.
Oh, yeah, that's what I would like.
It's a chauffeur.
I
mean,
my boy Daniels would like to do that. I got a homeboy out there. He said,
all right, children.
This is what they're for.
Tonight.
Special
look
moment
at
here.
This. This is quite a cupcake right here.
Right?
What is going on there?
You know you have a sub out there.
If you're watching on Facebook, we're spreading some...
Yeah, but Penzi, come on in.
She's out there. Where's that sub out
Where's
there?
Where's she?
Penzi. Oh, can I
Penzi,
have
where's Penzi?
Oh.
That looks nice.
How's that feeling?
Yeah.
Feels wonderful.
Mm. Yeah, there she go. There go that sexy.
Whoa. Ooh, fuck
it tastes even better than it feels.
Ooh, speaking of delicious.
Man.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's the way to have icing.
There's a sub.
Oh, yes. Look who's here.
Crawl to us. Crawl to us.
Yes.
Hi.
All right.
Nothing but sweetness here in Bonoboville.
Yes.
Yes, baby.
She's great.
Wow. Yeah, we're very happy to have Mepenzi crawl into the womb room here. And how are you doing?
I am doing well, madame. How are you?
I am doing very well. I'm surrounded by beauty and...
So much boobs.
Handsomeness. And
even
cake.
Cake.
Mm-hmm.
Cake,
yeah.
Cake.
Tits and cake.
Tits and cake
is a really good combination.
Would you like to lick some off somebody's nipple?
Would somebody like to lick it off my nipple?
Would somebody?
Yeah.
Oh,
let
yes.
The man do it.
Yes,
let
yes,
the
yes,
man
yes,
do
yes,
it.
Yes.
Oh. Let the dom do it.
Okay, okay, okay. Ooh, and look at those nipples are always
forming.
On.
Let me put it on.
Oh.
He wants to participate.
Which nipple did you prefer?
Right. Tits and cake is not, they don't serve those in many places. Tits and cake.
I think it needs more icing.
Yeah.
That's not enough.
I want to see it all over your lips.
Yeah, there
Come
you
on,
go.
Come on, do it right like
Shmush.
A good boy.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful.
There
okay.
we go. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Impact.
Oh.
Right impact.
May I?
Whoa.
There we are.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, beautiful. Oh, this is Woo. The way to eat cake.
I love her. She's just
right
beautiful.
Off of nipples. Hard, beautiful nipples.
I didn't thank you when it was your turn. I was excited.
Were you happy for me? Right? You know that's a long time coming, too.
Are you hungry?
I've been staring at
yeah,
her tits
okay.
for so,
so
long.
You need
you
some
have no idea.
Icing.
I like to clean my plate. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Clean that
clean
plate.
Clean that plate.
Clean the plate.
That girl got discipline. She came up at home. Mama made her make sure you clean that plate. Leave
For
nothing
sure.
behind. Leave no crumbs
oh,
behind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Did you guys meet at Sanctuary?
We did, yes.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we are going to feed Madame Rose.
Oh.
Yes.
What am I eating off
from
of?
The other, I don't know. I guess you could eat off of Mackenzie. Okay. Or.
let me direct this.
Okay.
All right, you take care of this because it's your birthday.
Oh. Whoa. Oh, now he's got.
What's
wow.
Going on
oh,
here?
He's now making a happy trail up her thigh. This is a full meal down here. Wow. Okay. Thank you for caring about my home decor. Okay.
Oh,
and her outfit. Oh, wait. Oh, here comes the outfit. Try not to get cake on the outfit.
She's just beautiful. Look at her.
Whoa. Panty sniffing. Okay.
Now
it's a very fetishistic show. Panties,
good
bra.
Good thing Ron Jeremy isn't here.
Oh, here we go. Look at Madame Rose just lick, lick, lick up those thighs. Mmm. It's good icing, right? Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Goodness. Whoa.
Whoa.
You rarely see ladies with hair on their vagina, and this is like a good thing to see hair.
Yes, that's the vulva, though.
Do you know if you overshave, you lose the scent that attracts a mate?
There you go.
I didn't know that.
If you overshave?
I didn't know that. I got the best position in the house right here.
Mackenzie is Cherie, so careful. She actually
Madame Rose, you're doing that so sexy.
Picked up the little.
So sexily.
I'm really enjoying this, though. Mm. I know you guys think this is for you, but no.
Hold on. Give me some, too. Give me some.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. This is a good use of your cake.
Yes, it is.
Oh, now that the top is falling.
It's got a gangster lean now. It's got a gangster lean on it. It's turned on, that's why. It's getting hot.
Would you like to jump in this with something? Would you like to get the top? Share with me?
Oh,
what's happening now?
Although, I think you don't want to ruin that dress. You might want to take it off.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Great idea.
Yeah, because we're getting icing everywhere now.
We like that idea. Yes.
Who, me?
Woo.
Whoa, Rachel Cavalli. Wow, look at that hot body.
Whoa.
Porn star material for sure.
Was this one mine?
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to Rachel. Happy birthday to you.
Look at this. Wow.
Lick it up, girl.
Some of that
yeah.
Hair. How did that hair taste?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's my birthday, too. I'm confused.
She's talking without a microphone. Where's Gypsy? Oh, you got the mic. You have to.
I only use coconut oil on my body and natural soaps.
Nice. Natural. Mm. This is sexy. Is anybody turned on in the building? Is anybody else turned on?
Somebody is. I'm so turned on, I need another cupcake.
I'm so turned on. It's ridiculous.
Mm. Yes.
Look at those feet. Look at those feet. Yes.
Right. Mm. Now.
There you go. Ass lick it.
She got some right there. I had to clean it up.
Mm.
Mm. Look at this.
I know why you're called M, because...
I'm loving
when
what's going
you
on
do
right
anything
now.
With you, you go, mmm. Mmm.
Mm. Thank you for providing the orgy.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Oh, it's a cake orgy. Ah. Mmm. It's delicious. But.
Yeah. That was for me, baby, not for you.
Yes, mistress.
That's right. Thank you for using your teeth. I said that was for me, not you.
Oh. Well, She can still appreciate it.
How do you feel, Pinsy? How do you feel, Pinsy? How do you feel?
I feel loved.
You are loved.
You are loved.
Yes, yes.
Now we got to shower. Now we got to go shower that off upstairs. Now.
Yeah. Well, ooh. Are we
going to the
Greek
licking. Shower together?
Yeah, how about that?
But I think before we shower, we need a song.
A song.
A song.
A song.
Oh, I got all these nice ladies up here, too.
Yeah.
They all bad. They all bad.
Yeah, we're all very bad.
They all bad.
Because we're so good. We are bad.
My God, they bad.
Get in there.
Yeah. Get in there. This is Ikor the Wolf, brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Get my vape
in here. Bonoboville. You don't have to stop.
No, definitely not. When that volume at A.
He's just going to walk around you.
I just want to know, are they bad up here? Are these ladies bad or what? They bad.
In the best sense. Bad in the best sense.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
She bad. I need that volume, though.
We need that part.
I need that volume. Man, it'd be nice to see when I'm it'd be nice to see when I'm like dance on that Sibian, sit on that Sibian while I'm over here doing it. Look how she shake that thing. Give me some of that volume, man. Look how she drop it low. Come on, I need somebody to dance for me. Come on, who gonna dance for me?
Gotta shake
look how she shake that thing. Hey, look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Give me some of volume. Right. Got me watching, lightweight stalking, but in the smooth way, she made me say, damn. Thick like jam, 10 times down piece, added up, silver dollar made me holler. What up, though? Just to make my presence known. I'm a wolf, I roam, and now I'm in your zone. I'm blown by the way she move that thing, shake that thing, make it bang. The whole room shake from her ass quake. Damn, baby, you got that pop that steal the show. Get low, everybody on the floor. Dudes be taking it while she shaking it back that thing up like, beep, beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Come on, y'all. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Come on, that girl can go. Yeah, look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. Everybody stop and look at them pop. Them things bang. God, I'm ready to spend some dough. Oh! We up in Bonobo, yeah, they showing me love, dub after dub, with a freaky lap dance, clapped hands with a man's, I don't even know, but this night for sure, that deal, she ill, she said to keep your bill, the strap on, hold on real tight, to these thighs and ride this thrill, I mean it for the whole night, so give it to me, let me have it, know that it, the baddest one in the club, right here, yes sir, I ain't lying, I'm blind, she got it like that, they bad, come on, look how she make it bang, look how she drop it low. Yeah, that block and go, come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. That girl can go. Stop. Hey, cause you got me turned by the way you poppin', the way she poppin' got me hot so. Come on, work that body, work that body. Make sure you don't hurt nobody. Cause everybody watching you do your thing. Shake that thing, make it bang. Bang, bang. I'm so mesmerized, so hypnotized by the way they shake them ass and thighs. Gave me a ride, so I had to buy more rounds. She put it down, but she kept me up all night. This chick, hey, bam, they the bomb, yep, they dynamite. Look how she shake that thing, come on. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it, ooh, yeah. These girls can go, dudes be taking it. Why she shaking it, back that thing up like, beep, beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it. Look how she drop it. Come on, y'all. That girl can go. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Bang. That girl can go. Come on. She bad. She bad.
We bad.
They bad. Y'all block pad.
I'm bad.
Yeah, they bad. They bad. Yeah, look how she shake that thing. Look how she move it. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that girl can go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. Yeah, she bad. She bad. It's my baby right here. She bad. She bad. Y'all get it?
Yeah, Ikor the Wolf in Bonoboville. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. It's a hot summer night, and we have had power plays, birthdays, and birthday suits, a little birthday spanking. I don't know. How much time do we have?
That was fun.
Should we
That was fun.
Wind it up?
We're over.
We're in overage. Okay.
We're in the overage column. It's starting to cost $12 an hour.
I just want to announce those of you who are in LA. I'm going to be at AdultCon delivering the Bonobo Way, woohoo, of great sex at AdultCon. That's right. In September, so be there. And if you're sapiosexual, check out my Yale blog right now. And let's see. So let's have some thank yous. Thank you to Sanctuary people. Thank you, Switch M.
Yeah. Switch M. All this sexiness up here.
And do you want a microphone? Where do we find you? We find you. Your Switch M number something or other on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh. 33.
You can
find me on Twitter, Switch M. 33, that's E-M, not the letter M. You can also find me on Instagram, SwitchM33.
All right. And Madam Rose.
Yes, darlings. You can find me on pretty much every social media at Your Madam Rose. And I also have my own website, yourmadamrose.com.
All right.
Please check me out. Give me a call.
And, of course, you can check them out live and in person at Sanctuary.
Please come book a session with us. We would love to play with you.
And of course, we have Mackenzie, who came in as a surprise. And you know, she has a complicated Twitter. It's sort of like Barbie, Mackenzie, Shunga.
Mackenzie Barbie for pretty much everything. M P E N Z I.
All right. You can also find her at Sanctuary.
Come play with us there. You know, you want to.
And we also have the brand new porn star. Woohoo! Watch for her. You saw her naked here first. Okay, this is Rachel Cavalli. Where's the microphone? Wow.
Yes, follow me on Twitter, Rachel Cavalli, and my Snapchat at KaiKaiXXX, and my Instagram at Kaya's Production.
Wow. So have you've been naked in front of people before?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay. This wasn't a first time.
Regular.
But maybe not on a live show.
This is fun.
Hi, Mom. Yeah, right? Out there in Indiana. Yeah, okay. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wow. Aww.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited. I want to have you back, of course. And, of course, I want to have you back. And Ikor, I always have back.
Oh, I love that.
I got your back.
And I got your six.
And so, Ikor, we find you at Ikor.
Yes, Ikor. You just fit me. F-I-T, which is Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just fit me. Ikor. I-K-K-O-R. You dig?
And his show on the radio.
Oh, LA Talk Live, The Wolf's Den, every first Friday. LATalkLive.com. See my man back there with it on his shirt. LATalkLive.com. And also, never forget the hashtag Bonoboville. You dig?
No. And who's in Bonoboville?
Dr. Gypsy's Susan Block.
Gypsy. But you can also talk to Gypsy or webcam with her or text with her. And she is a sex therapist with the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences.
Yes, that's right. Please.
March for science. That's right. So in the meantime, make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
I love you. We love you, Dr. Block.
And one last word.
What's up, Max?
And one last word from Max.
One last word. Remove that guy in the White House.
Oh, yeah. Impeach Trump.
Yeah.
Just remove him. Send the marshals to remove him.
Right. It doesn't have to be impeached. He could just be removed.
All right.
Party! Okay, no. First, we're going to do a Facebook.
To talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.